Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
My next guest is on the line. I've been wanting to talk to him for a very long time. A fascinating man involved in a fascinating organization. He is Rabbi Michael Freund, the founder and the chairman of Shavei Yisrael. Shalom, Rabbi Freund. Thank you for joining us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Rabbi, let's talk about your organization for a moment. Do you want to just tell us what exactly is Shavei Yisrael and what does it do?
I founded Shavei Yisrael nearly two decades ago. It's Hebrew for those who return to Israel. And essentially, we reach out to descendants of Jews around the world, to lost tribes and other hidden Jewish communities, and we seek to assist them with reclaiming their roots, with drawing closer to Israel and the Jewish people. We work with a variety of communities worldwide, which include the B'nai Menashe of northeastern India, of whom more than 5,000 have already made Aliyah. We also work with the Chinese Jews of Kaifeng in China, the B'nai Anusim or Muranos in Spain, Portugal, and South America, and various other such communities.
So kind of related to that was an article that was published in the Jerusalem Post talking about the fact, and it's difficult not to laugh, the assertion has been made that the Taliban of all peoples could perhaps be descendants of Israel. Why on earth would that assertion be made, Rabbi?
It goes to a larger and more interesting question, which is the Taliban, as we know for the most part, came out of an ethnic group called the Pashtuns or the Pathans. The Pashtuns, are primarily located in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and India, with pockets of a Pashtun diaspora spread throughout the world. And, for centuries, there have been, a series of, travelers and researchers and historians and others who have claimed that the Pashtuns, or at least some of the Pashtun tribes, are descendants of the people of Israel. And interestingly, many of the Pashtun tribes themselves have this tradition. There are the writings of various Islamic travelers dating back to the 13th century who describe in great detail how the Pashtuns refer to themselves as Bani Israel, or the sons of Israel, how many of their tribal names resemble Israelite names, such as Yusufzai, or the sons of Joseph, and how they continued to practice various Jewish customs even after they were compelled to convert to Islam. These include practicing Brit Milah, or circumcision, on the eighth day after birth, refraining from mixing meat and milk, lighting candles on Friday, late on Friday, for the Sabbath, and Yibum, or levirate marriage, as it's known in English. So there is a lot of very interesting historical evidence to suggest that some of the Pashtun tribes may indeed be descendants of the people of Israel.
What I find particularly fascinating about this is, let's be honest, I mean, these are really rather extreme Islamic sects that we would find within that population group. You would have thought that since 1948, it wouldn't have been particularly advisable to have any contact with Israel / Jews, and yet these things persist. I find that absolutely remarkable.
It is remarkable, and it's remarkable that it persists not only since 1948, but as I mentioned, down through the centuries. Someone living in Central Asia in the 13th or the 14th century in a Muslim society would certainly not have had any incentive or good reason to assert an Israelite ancestry. And the same holds true today. Now, obviously, the Taliban are a bad bunch of people.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
No one in their right mind, I think, is suggesting that one should reach out to the Taliban or engage with them or anything of that sort. I think it On the other hand, the fact that there are Pashtuns with this very deeply rooted tradition that they are descendants of Israel, could serve as a basis for some kind of dialogue, again, not with the Taliban, but with certain Pashtuns around the world. It could serve as a beginning of some dialogue of some sort, having this potentially shared historical heritage.
I hear you. One can only hope that what you say is correct. We have a couple of minutes left, and I'm just fascinated by this particular subject. So I'd like to discuss, perhaps include in our discussion, the conversos, the B'nai Menashe. And let's talk about commonalities. What did you come across that led you to believe that these were members of lost tribes?
Each community is so unique and different in terms of its historical experience that it's hard to speak in very general terms about them. It's more useful, I think, to identify or to address each one on their own merits. So, for example, the B'nai Menashe, who claim descent from one of the 10 lost tribes of Israel, the tribe of Manasseh, they were practicing a biblical form of Judaism down through the generations. And the first Westerners to reach the northeastern part of India, where they have resided over the past few hundred years, were astonished to discover this population group that believed in one God, whom they referred to by the Hebrew word Yah.
Wow.
Who kept the Sabbath, kept kosher, probably argued a lot among themselves, and also spoke of a far-off place called Zion, where their ancestors had come from and where they one day dreamt of returning. They were even still performing the sacrificial rites, as had taken place in the temple.
Wow.
Long ago.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of very interesting evidence there to suggest a deep-rooted sense of Israelite identity among the B'nai Menashe. In other cases, let's say the Chinese Jews of Kaifeng or the B'nai Anusim or Muranos, the conversos, in many instances, because their Jewish connection is closer in historical terms, hundreds of years or less, as opposed to thousands of years, it's often more simple or it's easier to find documentary evidence such as family trees or church records or other such documents, which back up their claims.
Absolutely fascinating stuff. Rabbi Michael Freund, that is not the last time we chat. I hope, in fact, what you say is correct, that the common history does, in fact, enable discussion between Israel and the Taliban. Who knows? Who knows where this could lead? Thank you for talking to us this afternoon.
It's my pleasure. I just want to mention it's something that should give us all a source of inspiration that in the world today, where there's so much anti-Semitism and Jew hatred running amok, at the same time, there are a growing number of people with Jewish roots who, despite that, are stepping forward and are looking to reconnect with our people. And I think it behooves us to embrace them and welcome them with open arms.